It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Game 5 edition of Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden, from Orlando, satellite radio, terrestrial radio, internet. You could be literally anywhere in the world. We're delighted you're here for this conversation with the head coach in the Zoom Where It Happens, brought to you by the Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. And I'm literally throwing out all the notes I had made because you just told the assembled media. You talked about resilience and bouncing back. And I haven't heard you use the word fun a lot, because it's funny. I had used that later and crossed it off because I'm like, well, he's not going to talk about something being fun, particularly if I suggest it as a premise. But what did you mean when you said the opportunity to be resilient and, you know, bounce back from a game like game four is the fun part?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's what makes these playoffs so hard are, you know, the ups and downs. And if you get caught up in that momentum or you get caught up in not feeling good about yourself, then that can affect you. And what you have to do is be able to say, okay, this is why we were good. This is why we weren't as good. And we're going to be our best in our next opportunity. And doesn't mean we're going to play perfect, but we're going to play with the best of intentions. We're going to compete. We're going to leave it all on the line. We're going to be resilient. We're going to be able to move on from a tough, you know, tough stretch of missed shots, whatever the case may be. And we're getting after it. And that's what we're here to do. And there's nothing more rewarding than playing like that when you've had a couple of games not go your way. And, you know, I've been in many of these now where, you know, we've been up 2-0 and it's been tied 2-2, or we've been down 2-0 and it's been tied 2-2. Like, you still have to play tonight. And tonight's now the most important game we can play. And so we want to be at our best.
You may have mentioned some of the things there, but walk me through in your mind again what the basketball equivalent of trying to hit home runs is.
Well, I thought we had plenty of good examples on the film of trying to, and the best examples are when we try to attack in transition, one-on-two, one-on-three, and we just tried to will ourselves a basket or will ourselves to the free throw line instead of just being patient, letting the game, letting the everybody else get to place, running an action and through our best players and letting them make the right reads. And so we spent a lot of time the last 2 days focused on purpose, focused on hitting singles, focused on us when we're at our very best. And, you know, the good news is with how these guys guard and they throw a lot of different bodies at you and a lot of different looks at you, but our best players will have great opportunities to spray the ball around. And so everybody else will have opportunities to take advantage of that.
It's funny. I first thought I was going to say, are the turnovers tied into that? And then you realize, particularly when you get into the depth of a series like this, that everything is a turnover. Failing to get a defensive rebound is a turnover. They're just turnovers by different names, all these things you're talking about.
Every possession, you know, that you don't bring it and you don't do everything that you can control, you're diminishing your margin for error quite significantly. Blockouts on defense, running back on defense, turning the ball over, taking a quick bad shot, those all diminish your opportunities to win. And they add up at the end. And we just had too many of those the other day. The big telltale for me is the first 6 minutes of the first and third right now, because it hasn't been as good in the last couple of games. And we need it to be a lot better.
Debunk something here. This is Max and I've gone back and forth, and sometimes I'll use you to kind of break a tie, and I won't tell you which side I'm sort of on in the conversation, but we were having sort of an animated conversation, Max and I, about Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka, and Ibaka's impact on the series is clear, what he's done, but I think Marc Gasol, well, I've given it away, Marc Gasol's impact to me has been a lot more significant than the numbers indicate. How is Marc Gasol impacting the series when you take a deeper dive beyond shooting numbers?
Well, he's really physical at the start of games. Like, he'll chuck you off cuts. He'll slap at the ball. He'll get his shoulder into you offensively. He had the blitz on Tatum to start the game the other day where he turned him over. You know, he just knows how to play. And the one thing that when you're playing Gasol especially is that it makes it really tough to do is it takes away some of your opportunities in pick and roll coverage to be a little bit more aggressive, because when he catches that ball in that seams and he's playing 4-on-3, he's just terrific. That's what he does best. That's the very best thing he does now. But he does a lot of good things. He knows how to play. And then when Ibaka comes in, he's been great, shooting the ball great, rebounding well, you know, all of those things. And we definitely have to make sure we're better on Ibaka. And we have to make sure that we are as good as we can be on Gasol and play through his physicality.
This always struck me, and you're talking about the challenge and the fun of the adversity. These long series against the same team, same coach, to me has always been your profession at its purest. Like, the dial turned up, no travel, no advanced scouting, no fundraising, no recruiting, none of that. I don't like to use the term enjoy. I like you enjoy it more. But do you find your brain working differently than it does during the regular season when you're locked into the same team and these same players for a week or two?
Yeah, sometimes you get paralysis by analysis, right? You're just looking at it over and over. I think this is the time of the year where if you get up at 3 a.m, you're probably up, you know, and you're probably going to have a tough time going back to sleep. I think, you know, it's one of the reasons why, you know, some of the best ideas that we've had as a staff, we've talked about, come up, you know, when you're just, you know, just waking up, or when you're out for a walk, or you're thinking about ways that your mind's off of it a little bit. But yeah, all the challenges of how they're rotating, what they do when we put certain guys in, you know, when they decide to put a big on a small, when they decide to zone, you know, all those things keeps you on your toes, and they do a good job of that. They're a good basketball team, and they've got excellent guard play. And then, you know, Ibaka and Ananobi shooting has been enormous for him.
That's the head coach. Mike Zarin just tweeted a picture. He's down there now of essentially, I guess you'd have to explain it to us. There's a body of water eventually. It's sort of the end of what you'd call the campus. And there are signs up that there are like alligators and snakes and stuff like that in there. I mean, I don't think we all realized how seriously they're taking the security here until we saw that, you know, we saw that picture. Have you run into any, you know?
I said this the other day. I've seen one baby alligator in one of the ponds on the outside loop, which is just you walk around the hotels. I don't know if they don't have the alligators in the ponds in the middle loop or not. I don't know if, but I haven't seen a snake yet, and I've just seen one little baby. And yeah, I think it's there just because it needs to be there. But on the golf course about a month ago, I saw a couple of good ones, a couple of good size alligators. And it turns out you're not supposed to put your ball in the water. Which, you know.
One of those, yeah.
I'm very smart,
by the way, about the alligators, because before you know it, we'll see TikTok videos of him wrestling alligators and stuff like that.
Who's that? Smart. Oh yeah.
I would keep an eye on him, because before you know it, we'll see some crazy videos.
Huh. Well, the signs are at least makes you look for wildlife, so that's fun.
See, there's always pluses if you look hard enough. Game 5 is next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.